6 months. I got to go down and get a checkup.
What was that? It's a friend of mine.
Other than that, I'm real good.
A friend of mine here in Ithaca, named Fred Wilcox, is the one who wrote the book that helped get the Army to take care of you guys on Agent Orange.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, the book, Waiting for an Army to Die.
Yeah.
You ought to get that and read it in out of the library.
I don't have that. I don't have the book.
Right.
I don't have it.
Well, you said you didn't have many books.
I once in a while I get a. If you're interested in that Agent Orange, I got some paraphernalia on that I just keep, you know, and all that other stuff. But that's what I all that of.
No, I'm just happy that the Army recognized it finally.
Oh, yeah, they did.
You know, I'll also, by the way, I'll send you an article on the battle to get Major Foy over here, because he is here in Wichita, Kansas now.
I read the whole article where he wasn't ever there. But on this General Quong, when he came down there, I didn't know nothing about that. Like I said, it was, I guess, neat to know, and you never knew. I guess I didn't need to know. When I went on that damn mission, I didn't need to know. I guess you were going to tell me when we got there or something like that.
Yeah, that was a different mission.
Okie dokie.
You sound good.
You know.
You sound great.
Oh, I feel all right, you know, and all that other stuff. And I will send you a couple pictures. I'll send you some pictures of what my eyeglasses are with my eyeglasses. I see you've got eyeglasses. I'm looking at you right now with eyeglasses on.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I see that. I'll see you with eyeglasses on. I'll see you with eyeglasses on. But you won't see my earplugs.
Okay.
I got a hearing aid.
Okay.
And maybe I'm yelling at you right now, but I don't mean to.
That's all right.
It's just that I can't hear. And my wife, all the time when I talk to my wife yells at me, put your earplugs in, you know. She gets pissed off
right.
at me, you know. She really gets mad at me when I don't have, because I want to talk low, but I can't talk low. And I'm probably yelling at you right now, and I don't even remember, I know it. You know,
that's okay.
I just don't know it.
I can hear you just right.
You know, I just don't know it.
Okay.
And other than that, sir, there's nothing. In fact, there's nothing else I can tell you,
nope.
So I'm not going to make out this report, okay?
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. There's nothing more you can tell me until you get the manuscript. And then anything that you can remember, though, write it down and then call me or something.
Oh, yes, sir. Sir, like I told you, I can't. It's been 20, 30 years ago.
I know.
That I wrote a letter. That's why I said that. It take me a year to write what I was telling you down there when I'm
right.
talking to you. And son of a gun, I'm talking to you for half an hour now. It shouldn't
right.
be that there. So I'll call you.
Okie dokie.
Okay? And I hope you got everything down. I don't
yep.
know. And if you got any pictures, sir, of me and
I got lots of pictures. I got lots. I like I wrote you, I got 300 pictures. But I can't copy them all. I'll be doing some. I'll be doing some. I'll be doing some and sending them to you.
Yeah, just send some. You know, when we had that, when we captured all that ammunition and all the weapons and everything else.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'd like to see, you know, and
okey-doke.
Me in there, too, you know.
Okay.
But other than that, I sure appreciate it, sir, and I'm sorry. You should have waited until I called you.
Okay. Next time, you're nickel. God bless you, Ray.
I sure appreciate it, sir.
You take care now.
Okay. Now, I don't need to send this to you.
Nope. You don't have to.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Then the next time I hear from you, it's when you write me.
Right.
Okay.
Airborne.
Okay. Aye, aye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.